Blog Talk Radio.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. You just tuned in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, 1 hour of power. I'm Minister Elaine, your host, and I want to welcome our listeners to the show, whether by web or by phone. We are so glad that you took time out of your busy day to be a part of the service today. We want to welcome all new listeners. It's your first time. We do hope and pray that you continue to come back and will come back again and be a part of the service. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, hit them up on Facebook and let them know that we're on the air live. We just give God all the praise for this day. We just thank him for he is a God that is able to do what he says that he can do. We give him praise and honor and glory. I don't know about you, but I keep up yet praise and praise him at all time and all things, for he's worthy of all of our praise. We ought to give him a hallelujah praise. Our message today will come from Hebrews, the 9th chapter, amen. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory, we magnify your name. For thou art worthy of all our praising. Lord, we praise you in all things and in everything, O God. We know that you know what is best for us. And we trust you, O God. And we said, thank you, God, for thou art worthy, O God, of all of our praises. Thou art an awesome, thou art an amazing God. And we said, thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us. Lord, we give you praise, we give you glory, because thou art a great and mighty God. Lord, we say thank you. We thank you, God, for this day, a day that we never seen before. We thank you for keeping us, oh God, and making ways out of no way for us. We thank you, God, for your loving kindness and your mercies that are new every day. We thank you, God, for all that you have done for all of us, oh God. We thank you, God. We give you praise, God, and we give you honor. And we pray, Father God, that you will save a soul, save a soul, save a soul. Save souls all over the land, oh God, for your glory. We pray, Father God, that you will meet the need of every person that's under the sound of my voice, wherever it may be, oh God. Whether it be in their finances, whatever they need, oh God, we know that you're able to supply. Yes, you can. We know that you can. We know that you can do just what you said you can do. And we just give you praise for it, even now, God. Father God, we just stand in our faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for Jesus, and we thank you, Father God, for all that you have done. We can never ever give and outbeat you giving. We can't beat you giving. So we said thank you, God. We give you praise, oh God. We just ask you, Father God, to comfort those who have lost loved ones. We pray, Father God, for all those behind prison bars, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just said thank you, God. We pray for healing of the mind and the body and the soul and the spirit. Ah, we just thank you for it, even now, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you're a way-making God, so make a way for your people all over the land and over the nation. We pray, Father God, that you will to deliver somebody out of darkness, God. They don't seem to know which direction to go. But, Lord, we ask you to let them see the light, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you glory. We say thank you, Jesus, for thou art our helper. Thou art our strength, O Lord, and we need you to help us. We need you to guide us. So guide our footsteps, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for keeping us from all manner of evilness, O God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to bless each and every soul. We ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, O God, and keep them from all evil, O God, in the name of Jesus. Just keep them covered, covered under the blood. Cover them under the blood even now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Make a way out of no way. Make a way out of no way, Lord, because you said you are our shepherd, and we stand on your word. In Jesus' my name, all these things we pray. Amen, amen, amen. To God be the glory. Amen. What a mighty God that we serve. Amen. The message is coming from Hebrews, the 9th chapter. Amen. And I am going to begin reading at verse number 12. And the word of God reads, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. For if the blood of bulls and of calves and the ashes of an heifer sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spots to God, purging your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. And I'm going to skip down to verse number 22. And also all things are by law purged with the blood, and without the shedding of the blood is no remission of sin. This is the word of God for the people of God. Amen. I do want to encourage you to go back and read the entirety of the chapter. Amen. So that you can get an understanding of what God is saying in the word of God unto your spirit. Amen. The title of our message today is By His Own Blood. By His Own Blood. It said, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by His own blood. Jesus came over 2,000 years ago, and he died for the sins of the world. He came for the whole world, and it would be by his blood that we would be forgiven of our sins. It was not by the blood of goats and calves, as they did in the Old Testament. They would sacrifice an animal, and they would do that once a year by sprinkling, as the old people used to say back in the day, or the elders used to say back in the day, they would sprinkle on the mercy seat that was supposed to cover the sins of whoever the leader was and the people. Well, the Bible just said to us that Jesus, by his own blood, he came for a one and only sacrifice for the world. His blood and his blood alone was the perfect, pure, spotless blood that would wash away the sins of men. It was an eternal redemption. In other words, Jesus paid the price for our sin. It was not possible. The word of God tells us, for it is not possible that the blood of a bull or a goat should take away sin. We needed Jesus to come, and he came in the flesh, and he died upon the cross. And he shed his blood for you, and he shed his blood for me. He came to reconcile us back onto Christ, because the blood of the animals could not do it, and they had to do it every year. But Christ was the once and all sacrifice. It would not have to be done again. See, it was the blood of Jesus that would wash away our sins, and without the shedding of the blood, there will be no remission of sin. He had to shed his blood. He had to die upon the cross for us. It was the blood of Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know it was the blood of Jesus that saved me. I know it was the blood of Jesus that delivered me. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that washed me white as snow. I know it was the blood, because Jesus' blood was a precious blood. You know, in the Word of God, John says in chapter 1 of John, and it may be 2 if I'm not mistaken, but in the Word of God it says, John said, "Behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sins of the world." Jesus, by his own blood, by him giving of himself and dying for us, that we might have life through the blood, because it was life in the blood of Jesus. It was by his own blood. It was not by any other blood. It was only by the blood of Jesus. There was power in the blood to forgive sin. There was power in the blood that we might be delivered. It was power in the blood that set the man's mind free. It was the power of the blood, and it was by his own blood that he shed it for the world. The Bible tells us that when Jesus came, and he came for the world, he had to shed his blood. The power was in the blood. The forgiveness of sin, everything was connected to Jesus and his blood. By his own blood, he reconciled us back unto Christ. You know, the Bible talks about the first Adam that brought forth sin into the world. But the Bible tells us also about the second Adam, who would come and reconcile us back unto God. Jesus laid down his life by his own blood. It was his blood. It was no other blood. His blood was the sacrifice for the world, and he did it once. He offered up himself as a sacrifice for our sin. Jesus knew no sin. He had no sin, yet he became sin for us. He became sin, and he died for us, and he shed his blood through every wound on his body, every piercing that was on his body. He shed his blood. Oh, Lord, we just thank you for the blood, for the blood of Jesus was shed for our sin. It was his own blood. He did it for you. He did it for me. He shed his blood for you and for me, that we might have life, that we might live an eternal life, eternal redemption. Eternal life is through the Son. And it's by his blood and his blood alone that one can be saved. It's only through the blood of Jesus. And you must come to him. You have to come to Jesus and ask him to save you. You have to ask him to be your Lord and your Savior. And you must confess your sin. You got to come. Because he shed his blood for you. He paid a big price, and it was costly, and it was not cheap. He was the sacrifice for us, that we might live through him. It was in the blood. It was in the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. It was in his blood. It was life in the blood. You know, I can just imagine, you know, Jesus went through so much for us, that we could have eternal life. He went through the beatings where they pulled the flesh from his bone. The blood was streaming down from the wounds. There, they nailed him to the cross, and the blood was coming through the holes that was in his hand, that was nailed in his hand, and the blood was coming through where they had nailed his feet. The blood and the water was coming where he had been pierced in the side, and he had a crown of thorns upon his head, and it was pushed down in the flesh, and the blood was coming out, and the blood was upon the thorns. And, oh, he was beaten for our iniquities and our sin. He was wounded for our transgressions, and all of the blood that he shed. And as he shed the blood, even when they were beating him in that area, and when he carried the cross, there was the blood, the shedded blood of Jesus. The cross was stained with the blood. He redeemed us by the blood. I don't know about you, but I've been redeemed by his own blood. You've been redeemed by his own blood, but you got to receive him, because he died that you may be redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Oh, we got a God that loves us so much. He loved you so much that he sent his son to die for you. God sent his son who shed his blood. His own blood for you. I don't know nobody that would do that for me. But Jesus did. He shed his blood, his own blood, for you and for me. That we might have life. It was all in the blood. It was in the shedded blood of Jesus. I know it was the blood. So I don't know about you. But I know that it was the blood of Jesus that saved me. You know, his own blood reconciled us back unto God, because we were separated by sin. And when he shed his blood, his own blood, that blood would save us from our sin. It would wash us, his blood. His own blood. It redeemed us and the forgiveness of our sin was in the blood. Jesus had no sin, but yet he died for us. And his blood, his own blood, it was not the blood of any animal, not of any goat or calf, but by his own blood, he entered into the holy place. And I believe that that means that once Jesus had died and he had given up the ghost, and I believe that when he went into the holy place and he went up there, he told God, he said, look what I've done, God. I done done your will, God. I done fulfilled the promises of the word. He said, I have done it. Huh? Here is the blood. I done shed the blood, huh, for the remission of sin. Huh? You know, they say that in heaven. And, oh, my God, huh, there's a fountain that's filled with blood. Huh? I believe that Jesus, huh, he was in that place, huh, in the holy place. Huh, and he had brought it to God and said, this is the blood. This is my own blood that I shed for the world, that they might live through my own blood that I shed for them, that they may have life through the blood of Jesus. Oh, God, can you just imagine Jesus standing there and saying, Father, I've done your will. I done done it. Here is the blood. The blood. Oh, it was all about the blood. It was all about the shedding of the blood. That's why we ought to thank God for the blood. I don't know about you, but we ought to thank God for the blood of Jesus. We ought to thank him for the blood. He died and shedded his blood. And without the shedding of the blood, there will be no remission of sin. It's so much power in his own blood that it can cleanse your mind, your body, and your soul. Because of the blood, his blood, that precious blood of Jesus. Oh, thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. The blood that covers us, the blood that protects us, the blood that saved us, the blood that redeemed us, the blood of Jesus. God already had the plan. He already had the plan for our salvation by Jesus' own blood. In other words, he gave himself for you and for me, that we might have life through him. If we want this life, if we want to be saved, we have to come out of sin. We have to come to Jesus. We have to come to him with a heart of repentance. We got to repent of our sins, and we got to change. He shed the blood for the whole world. He shed his own blood for the whole world, that all might live through him, that you can have eternal life and not perish. But you have to receive him, and he will save you. He came for you. He came for me. He came that you can live through him, have eternal life, eternal life. That's a eternal redemption was through his own blood. Nobody else can come back and do it. No animal can do it. No little g God can do it. Only Jesus, and only through his own blood that you can be saved. There's no other way for you to be saved. Jesus came for all, but you must receive him. You got to come. You got to come while the blood is running warm in your veins. You got to come that you may have life and have it through him. He shed his own blood that you can have eternal life. You know, the Bible says, for God so loved the world that he sent his son, that whosoever believes in him, if you believe in him, the Bible says you shall be saved. But you must confess with your mouth and repent of your sins. You can't just be on the church road, because that's not going to save you. Jesus shed his own blood that you might be saved, that you can be forgiven of your sin, and that you can have eternal life. That's eternal redemption. I've been redeemed. I don't know about you, but I've been redeemed by the blood. I've been redeemed. I've been redeemed by the blood. And you too can be redeemed by the blood of Jesus. His own blood has he shed it for the world. He shed his blood for us. And I say, how much more shall the blood of Christ through the eternal spirit of himself? It said of him who? Of himself, the eternal spirit. He offered himself. He offered his own blood without spot to God to purge our conscience from dead works to serve the living God. We needed the blood to be shed. We needed his blood to be shed for us. I don't know about you, but I thank God for sending Jesus. I thank him. The blood of Christ cleanses us from all sins. Those that are saved, those that know Jesus, those that have given their life to Christ. Jesus came for all, that all might be saved and cleansed from their sin by his own blood. But you got to come. You got to come. Because he did it for you, just as he did it for me. His blood was shed for me. It just wasn't shed it for the rich or the famous. It wasn't just shed it for the ones that have millions of dollars. It wasn't shed it just for the static quote. Jesus came for all. He came for the rich and the poor. He came for all of us. He came for the black, the white, whatever color, whatever race you are. He came for all. He shed his blood for all. He shed his own blood for all people, that all might be saved. He came that we could have life through him. On that old rugged cross, a blood-stained cross. I can just imagine as Jesus was there hanging on that cross and nailed to the cross, the blood was streaming down from the cross, from every wound that was upon his body. The blood was just streaming down. It was streaming, his own blood. He shed it for this world. He was the light that came into the world. But the world rejected the light. They wanted more darkness. They didn't want Jesus. But he came in the flesh and gave his life and shed his blood. He carried that cross of redemption for you and for me. His blood was everywhere because it was coming from every womb on his body. And they had beat him so much that his skin was just broken. Just broken, it just ripped and broken. And blood was coming out through the wounds. He beat him up. He was afflicted. He was spit upon. He was slapped and beard was pulled from his face. He didn't even look like a man. Took it all. Just for us. That we might be saved. Because all of us have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. And we needed a Savior. And he came to reconcile us back unto the Father. That we might be saved. It was his blood. It was the blood of Jesus. It was his blood. His own blood that was shed. Ooh, I bet you the angels in heaven were shouting when Jesus came into that holy place with that blood and said, look, God, here it is. Here's my blood that I shed it for the world. Here's my blood. Here's the blood. In that holy place, he came with the blood. My Lord. My Lord. Eternal redemption. He came that we might have the life through the blood of Jesus. It was life. The life is in the blood. It was in the blood of Jesus. His blood was pure. And it had no darkness. It had no spots in it. It was just a pure, clean, righteous, sinless blood for the world. What an awesome, awesome God that we serve, that he sent his son to die for our sin. He had to die. By the means of his death, he redeemed us of our sin. He redeemed us by the shedding of his own blood. He didn't have to do it, y'all, but he did. And I'm so glad that he did. I'm so glad that he came over 2,000 years ago, came down 42 generations, and came in the flesh and gave himself. He gave his body. And then he gave his blood. He gave of himself. He died for our sin, not his sin. He redeemed us. I wonder why so many people today don't want Jesus. They want everything else, but they don't want Jesus. And Jesus, you know, he came that you could have life. But most people don't want that. They want to stay in sin, and they want to live in darkness. When Jesus paid the price by the shedding of his own blood for the world, he paid the price. And you can't put a price on it. He paid the price. It was his blood. It was no other little G God's blood, but it was the blood of Jesus. He gave his own blood. It was by his blood that we were redeemed. It's by his own blood that we can be forgiven. Don't you want to be forgiven? Don't you want to know where you're going to spend eternity? Don't you want to know? You know, if you know where you're going, you won't be afraid of death. You know, a lot of people, they're afraid of death because they don't know where they're going to spend eternity. You know,
You ought to call on the name of Jesus. See, he's calling. He's standing there at the door calling you to come. Come while the blood's running warm in your vein. He said, well, I got plenty of time. But you need to come now. Because the next day, the next second, or the next minute is not promised unto none of us. And Jesus shed his blood for you. Yes, he did. He shed his blood for you and for me. He didn't just shed it for no leaders. He didn't just shed it for no prophet, no pastors, evangelists, elders. He shed it for all people, that all might be saved through the blood, by the blood of his own blood, so that there would be a remission of sin, so there should be forgiveness of sin. You ought to come today. You ought to come to Jesus today, that your soul might be saved, that he can deliver you, heal you, and set you free. Because it's all about the blood now. It's all about his blood. It's all about his blood. It's not about nobody else's blood but Jesus. That's why it tells us in the word, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and goats should take away sin. Can't nothing take away your sin. Nothing. But the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, it can wash away your sin, save you. It's the blood. It's by his own blood. He didn't have to do it, but he did. I'm so glad that he did. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to come down, but he came down. And he shed his blood. He shed his blood. He was the Lamb of God. He came as a lamb slain for the world to shed his blood, his own blood. He gave of himself. Now, you know, many people don't give of themselves, and some don't give at all. But Jesus gave of himself. He gave of himself, and he gave of himself and of his own blood because he loved us. He first loved us. That's why he was the sacrifice or the propitiation of our sins. He was the one and only sacrifice. When Jesus came and when Jesus died upon the cross, there would be not another sacrifice needed. No other blood was needed. Because when we go back to the Old Testament, yeah, they had to do that every year. Every year. But when Jesus came, that was a done deal. It purged everything. That's what the Word of God said. And also all things are by the law purged with what? The blood. And without the shedding of the blood is no remission of sin. He had to shed the blood. And he shed it for us. And he went through so much that we might have life in him. And I'm so thankful. And I give God all the glory and all the praise for him. In his own blood that he shed it for us. That we might be redeemed by his blood and our sins forgiven. By his own blood. His blood saved us from eternal darkness. But if we receive him, we can have eternal life. It was by his own blood that Jesus paid the price for our sin. He is the only way. And he is the Savior of the world, who gave of himself and gave his life. He carried the cross. He was wounded and bruised for us. He was afflicted for us. He gave his own blood that we might have life through you. That we could be forgiven of our sins. We don't have to die in sin. We don't have to live in sin. When Jesus gave of his own blood, that we can live, that we can be forgiven of our sin. If we will come to him and confess with our mouth that he is Lord, if we will come out of sin and stop wallowing down in sin, Jesus is soon to return. And you must know him for yourself. You got to come. Come while the blood is running warm in your veins. Come to Jesus. Because you don't want to die and not be ready. You know, back in the day, my God-given mother was always saying, I didn't understand it then as a little girl. She used to say that the spirit go back to the father that give it. I didn't understand what she was saying. But you know, when you leave this word, the spirit goes back to the father. And you want to be ready. You want to be ready. You want to be saved. You want to have eternal life. Because he shed his blood. And it was an eternal redemption for you and for me. But you have to receive it. You have to come. Come now. Come. That you might be saved. Come. Just as you are right now, come. Wherever you are right now, just come. Now, when you come, you don't get to stay that way now. You got to change, because that's what repentance means. That means you got to turn your life around. And you got to live holy and righteous before God. And he will help you to do all of those things. But you got to confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord. I'm going to open up the door of invitation unto you. Because that's why Jesus came. That you will have the open invitation to come. Because he shed his own blood. That you will have that opportunity to come and be saved. So today, do it today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Choose this day who you are going to serve. You can't serve two masters. You can't serve God and the devil too. So make a choice, because he shed his blood for you by his own blood. You can have eternal life, and you can be redeemed. You can be healed. You can be delivered. You can be set free and saved by the blood of Jesus. If you are not saved, if you have said this prayer with me, Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. I believe that you shed your own blood for me, that I may be redeemed, that I may be saved, that I may be delivered and set free. Lord, I thank you for your shed blood. I thank you that you came just for me. I confess that Jesus is Lord. I believe that you came for me. And I ask you, Lord, to help me. I can't do it on my own. I believe that God raised you from the dead. I believe that you came for me. I believe that you shed your own blood just for me, that I might have life. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior. I give my life to you today. Come into my heart and save me. If you said that prayer and you honestly do repent of your sins, welcome to the body of Christ. That's the greatest and the decision that you have ever made in your life. Is to give your life to Christ Jesus. He's the one that loves you so much. He's the one who shed his own blood that you can have life. He's the one. He is the only way to salvation. He's the only way. His blood was shed for you, and it was shed for me. If you are a backslider, I want to encourage you today to rededicate your life back to Christ. If you have strayed away from the sheepfold, come. Come while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. Jesus said in his word that he is ever married to the backslider. But you got to come. No matter how you got over there, come back to your Father with a heart of repentance and say, Lord, I have sinned against you and against heaven. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I repent and I turn from sin and sin no more. Turn from sin and sin no more. I come with a heart of repentance. That means you got to have a godless sorrow. And you cannot go back into sin. Stop it. Turn from sin and come back unto your Father. And we just pray that God will bring you back to the place where you first saw the light. Come while you still have time. And if you are one of those church people, church goers that are on the church roll and you don't know whether you saved or not, if you don't know whether you saved or not, then you need to say this prayer. Lord, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Save my soul. Because, see, I want you to get saved for real. Because so many people are on the church roll, and they're going to wake up, and they're going to wake up in hell. Because you lived all your life on a church roll and not saved. You don't spend all those years on the church pew. Just because you're working in all the auxiliaries in the church, and just because you're doing good deeds and you're paying tithes and offering in the church, you got to be saved. You must be born again. And going up under the water is not doing it. You got to get saved for real. Your soul must be saved to enter in to the pearly gate. And if you have given your life to Christ today for real, you know, it's going to be a sad day when so many people been in the church 30 and 40 years and not saved. People are dying and not truly saved, and they've been in the church for years. When Jesus shed his own blood that they might have life, and people are dying. People are hurting all over the world because they don't know Jesus. They're going in and out of the church, and they're not saved. They're going back in the same situation. If that's you, give your life to Christ today, for real. Say, Lord, I come just as I am. Save my soul. Heal me, deliver me, and set me free. I believe that you shed your own blood that I might have eternal life through the blood of Jesus. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. I believe it. And I repent of my sin with a godly sorrow in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you were fit in any one of those categories, a new believer, one of those that have backslid, a backslider, or one of those churchgoers that's been on the church road for many years and not truly saved. If you fall in any of those categories and you gave your life to Christ today for real, for real, for real, I want you to inbox me and let me know that you have given your life to Christ today for real. Inbox me. And then once you inbox me, I'm going to get with you with my leaders, apostle and pastor, and we're going to work with you and pray with you
Because on this Christian journey, for Christ, is not an easy journey. So you need to be in a place where people can pray for you and get a prayer. People can help you so that you can be delivered in every area of your life. You know, salvation is just a part of it. So it's a process in all things. So it's a process, and God will clean you up and give you a new life. Life was in the blood. So he will give you a new life. He will give you a new life. He will heal you and deliver you, and he'll never leave you alone. So I want to encourage you today, if you fall in any of those categories that we just prayed for, and you have given your life to Christ, you can inbox me on Facebook, Elaine Jackson, Voice of Truth. You can inbox me there. If you are one of my Google followers, you can inbox me there. Also on Twitter, you can send me a message there if you have given your life to Christ today. Also, if you're one of my Pinterest friends, and we want to just thank God for all of our 265K viewers that we have every month on Pinterest. So we know that God is doing a great work. So I want to encourage you, if you are one of the Pinterest followers and viewers and you have given your life to Christ today, send me a message. Send me a message. If you have given your life to Christ today, we just thank God for his holy word. Amen. We just give God all the praise for his word. Amen. To God be the glory. By his own blood, he gives us life to those who receive him as his Lord and their Savior. So we just thank God for his holy word. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. As I said earlier, I want to encourage you to inbox me, and also so I can get you connected with my leaders. I can tell you that they are a great man and woman of God that will help you and help you on your way. This ministry, it is ordained by God, and they are doing an awesome work for God so that you can get clean up and do discipleship. And that if you're called to ministry, they can help you with that. They can mentor you. They will encourage you, and they will help you and show you the way. So if you have given your life to Christ, inbox me. And I know many people today, and we got to get out of that religious spirit, thinking that because you don't have a church with four walls, it's not a ministry. That is not a truth. That is not a truth. Jesus' ministry was without walls. Jesus didn't have no synagogue. He went into the synagogue, but he didn't have a church building with four walls. Jesus walked everywhere he went, so he had a ministry without walls. He went from city to city and town to town preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, preaching of the kingdom. So this is ministry for you. And Voice of Truth is under the leadership of Pastor Joseph Ryle and Apostle Yvonne Ryle. There is ministry without walls. We have several ministries. And I do hope and pray that you tune in to Pathetic Corner today with Prophetess Martha, a true prophet of God, that her ministry is on the air live on Block Talk Radio every Sunday evening at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. So I want to encourage you to get connected to her ministry there. Also, we have One Word from the Lord, which my leaders, Pastor and Apostle, are on the air live on Block Talk Radio at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And I want to encourage you to get connected. You know, follow these ministries of God. We are everywhere you are. I had somebody tell me the other day, what about the gathering together? What about the gathering together? And I just inbox them back and let them know that we can gather together all over the world, whether it's by somebody being on a tablet, whether somebody on their phone, whether they're on their desktop, whatever type of technology that we or what you are using, it brings us all together. We're just not in the same building. But we are all together on one accord hearing the word of God. And so that's what he's calling us to do. He didn't say we had to go and just sit up in the church and for a while. He didn't say that. That's not in the word. And we have to change our mindset, because there's many ways to get the word of God. It's just not in a church building. We got to stop that religious thinking, because this is the ministry with you in mind. So I want to encourage you to follow these ministries. We have on Saturday, we have Faith Come by Hearing with Elder Evangelist Birthday Askews. It's live and on the air every Saturday at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. A powerful woman of God can get a prayer up. And I want to encourage you to inbox them, follow their ministry. Follow these ministries, because God is going to do a great work with these ministers. So I want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected. All of us have Facebook pages, and you can connect with us there. So we want to encourage you to get connected, stay connected with these ministries without walls. I want to encourage you to become a wild partner, amen, without walls worldwide ministry to help spread the gospel. If you want to become a partner, if you can just inbox me, and I will tell you how to do that. There's a lot of perks that comes when you become a wild partner for an offering of $25 or more. So just remember, we're anywhere you are, whether you're at home, in your car, or on the go. We are there. So I also want to encourage you, if any of these ministries been a blessing to you, Pathetic Corner, One Word from the Lord, Faith Come by Hearing, sow a seed and expect for God to give you a harvest. Because I know that you're receiving the word, and God is doing a great work in a lot of you guys' lives. But God wants you to sow a seed in those ministries, Pathetic Corner, One Word from the Lord, Faith Come by Hearing ministry. Now, I'm not trying to tell you what to sow. God will tell you that. He will tell you exactly what to sow. And he's not going to tell you to sow something that you don't have. He might just tell you to sow 10. He might tell you to sow 100. And he will even tell you what ministry. But, you know, just like our pastor always tells us, that God is not trying to get something from you. He's trying to get something to you. And that is a truth. Every time God tells me to sow, and I sow, he was trying to get something to me. And that is a truth. So I want to encourage you to be obedient unto God and sow a seed in those ministries. Sow a seed of faith and expect the harvest. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to go ahead and open up the prayer line. If you have need for prayer, if you would just press the 1 and I will bring you in, and you can just give me where you're calling from. I don't need your name. I just need where you're calling from. So we'll know what part of the world that we're touching with the gospel of Jesus Christ. So just press the 1. Just press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. Amen. To God be the glory. I don't see anybody with their hand raised, so I'm just going to pray a general prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to bless each and every person under the sound of my voice. We ask you, Father God, to meet them at their point of need, O God, whatever it may be, O God. You said in the word, Lord, that you are our shepherd, O God, and in you we have everything that we need, O God. So we give you praise, and we give you honor and glory. We pray that there will be no lack in their home. We pray that all their bills will be paid. We ask you to cover their family and their children under the blood, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Cover them when they go out to and fro, oh Father God, under the blood of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you for your deliverance power. We thank you for the healing. We thank you for deliverance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, honor, and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. I want to encourage you, don't forget Tuesday night, Pastor and Apostle will be live on the air at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's going to be a powerful word from the Lord, so you want to be a part of that. Amen. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Tune in next week at the same time. God loves you, and we love you, too, here at Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. Have a blessed week in the name of the Lord. Amen. See you next week.